You are listening to the Delane MD podcast, the podcast for health professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, PA, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, stop overeating, feel better, and prevent disease, Dr. Vaughn offers practical strategies and tools to overcome the many challenges that undermine weight loss efforts. Now here's your host, Dr. Delane Vaughn.
Hello, welcome to the Delane MD podcast. For those of you who are new, I'm Dr. Delane Vaughn, family practice doctor that runs Delane MD. Delane MD is a life coaching and weight loss program. If you're interested, you can find more information at DelaneMD.com. For those of you who have listened to a number of these podcasts, if you're finding the information helpful, if you would be so kind as to leave me a rating and a review, those ratings and reviews allow people to find my content more easily. So if you're finding it helpful and think others might also, please leave me that rating in the review. I would appreciate that so much. So today, I want to know how many of you have ever thought that it's interesting that we call it practicing medicine. I've always given that a sideways glance, a skeptical eye. I don't know that I want the most important thing that is done in a society, life and death situations, practiced. Right? I'd like you to have it mastered before you come into me and try to care for me. So today we're going to talk about how practice makes perfect, and we're going to talk about how it applies to weight loss efforts. So if you think about the greats out there, the Michael Jordans of the world, the Thomas Edisons of the world, the people who've done really awesome things out there, really had great accomplishments, I want you to think of your most well-respected physician mentors or nursing mentors. And I want you to think about whether they have failed at things before. So Michael Jordan's a great example. Michael Jordan was actually cut from his varsity basketball team his sophomore year. Michael Jordan, the man who defined basketball, was actually cut from his varsity team. I want you to think about Thomas Edison. He said he's not failed 10,000 times. He's simply found 10,000 ways that don't work when he was working on creating the light bulb and developing the light bulb. I want you to think at your great physician mentors and your great nursing mentors. And if you were to go and talk to them and ask them about how they became so amazing, my suspicion is that they would tell you of times that they messed things up, of times that they didn't get it right. The point here, all of these folks have one thing in common. It's failure and then getting back up, failing again and then getting back up, failing again and then getting back up and trying again. It's this repeated failure followed by getting back up and trying again that allows people to become great and amazing in their path. Michael Jordan, when he was cut from his sophomore basketball team, took that as an opportunity to prove his greatness. He practiced hours and hours a day honing his skills at basketball, becoming the number one player on the JV team and securing his spot the next year on his varsity team. If you look at medicine, if no one was ever willing to try something never tried before, we would have never advanced in medicine in any way. It takes that trial, it takes that error, it takes tweaking the procedure before the procedure ever becomes successful. And then it takes doing the successful procedure over and over again before someone becomes a master at it. For my nursing colleagues out there, if you think back to starting your first IV, most of us failed starting our first IV. I don't care how fabulous the vein was. Most people fail at their first attempt at an IV. I remember for me, I probably failed at my first 10 to 20 attempts at an IV. Had I not continued to make an attempt, continued to try to start those IVs, I would have never gotten to a point where I was proficient at it. And then it was another 100 IV starts before I had that swagger of a well-seasoned nurse that could walk into a room and know she was going to get the IV no matter who it was. That swagger, that confidence, that certainty came from a pile of failures. That's how you get to that point. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in one or two tries. It was through years of learning and training and practicing that I mastered that skill. And in medicine, if you're not always learning and practicing, you're probably not doing it right because there's always something new. There's always a new, better procedure. We're always challenging ourselves to find a better way. And that better way is not the way you've already done and mastered. It's learning a new way. That's where practicing new things becomes so important in medicine. So now I want to look at it in the terms of weight loss. So we love as human beings to indulge in this idea that people are naturally gifted with certain characteristics. In weight loss, we like to say they're naturally skinny. We like to tell ourselves they don't like sweet foods like I do. They're just naturally lucky because they don't like to eat those kind of foods. The other thing we tell ourselves is their brain isn't wired like mine. They don't feel like they need to eat when they're stressed. They're so lucky. Or the other thing we tell ourselves, their parents didn't teach them to deal with stress and anxiety with food. My parents did. That's how my family was. So these thoughts are problematic for a few reasons. The first reason, it implies that you have no control and no choice about what you're eating. The choice to eat something that does not serve your body is suddenly out of your hands if you can say, it's just not a natural gift or characteristic that I have. This is great news to your primitive brain, which wants nothing more than for you to continue doing exactly what you've been doing because it doesn't want to learn anything new. Stay in the cave. It's safe in the cave. Don't do anything new. New is scary. However, it's very bad news for your goals because you're never going to reach your goals by doing the same old things that you've always done. When you blame your food choices on something external to you, the solution to doing something different, the solution to finding a different way, also becomes external to you. So believing in this idea that people are naturally or genetically gifted with something that you can never attain serves you no purpose whatsoever. That's the first problem with this idea. The second problem with this idea is that if there is a natural skinny, then there's no amount of changing your behaviors. There's no amount of practicing something new that will get you a different goal. Imagine if Michael Jordan had thought when he was cut from that basketball team that he couldn't ever do anything more, that he couldn't ever be any better than he had been at the beginning of his sophomore year of high school. He would have never went on to practice. He would never went on to hone his skill to where he was the number one JV player, securing his spot then on his varsity team the junior year of high school. Had Edison just given up after his first 10 failed light bulb attempts? Imagine, what would we run around at dark with? We would have no light bulb to light our ways in the dark, right? If you as a nurse never attempted another IV start after your first failed IV start, think of all of the value in hospital nursing that you would have never been able to provide to your patients. Think of the confidence you would have lost in yourself, telling yourself that you were just not able to do it. It was beyond your skill set. And think of how limited your options as a nurse would be if you just never continued and persisted on until you mastered that skill. Learning to do the things required of weight loss takes practice just like everything else. The first time you go to keep a food journal, you may screw it up. Or you may do it really well for a week and then stop doing it for a few days. If you throw in the towel and say, I'm just not good at food journaling. I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to get it. You're never going to hone that skill of food journaling. Food journaling, again, is one of those key things that you need to do to have the evidence for you so you know what you need to be eating and what you shouldn't be eating. What serves your body and what doesn't serve your body. What gets you to your goals and what doesn't get you to your goals. You're going to fail at these things. If you're not failing at these things, you're not learning, you're not growing, you're not getting better, you're not stretching yourself. When you set a protocol or a plan and you fail at it, you can look at it in one of two ways. You can look at it as, I'm never going to get this. I'm never going to reach my goals. And you know what? As long as that's the thought you're having, you're going to behave in a way that proves that thought. You're going to keep doing the things like not keeping your journal, like not keeping with your plan, so that you prove to yourself that I'm never going to get this. I should just stop trying. Remember, that appeases your primitive brain. The other way you can look at this is I've just learned a way that doesn't work for me. When I ate that food plan, I did not feel satisfied. I was hungry quickly again, and I failed at that. So the next time, I'm going to tweak up that plan a little bit. I'm going to change up that plan a little bit to where maybe I feel more full. Maybe I add more fat. Maybe I add more vegetables to that meal so that I feel full later on in the day and I don't feel like I have to continue to eat off plan. You can look at it as an obstacle that you have to overcome. It doesn't have to permanently define you as somebody who can't reach that goal. So how does this look? You have a plan. You have a protocol. You have a goal. You work at that. You gain some success. You get success with this. And then at some point, you don't. You have a failure. Then you tweak your plan. You tweak your protocol. You make some adjustments. And you try again. Maybe you're successful with that new plan. Maybe you get more success, number of weeks more success, number of more pounds off the scale. That's the success that you're seeing. And then maybe you fail at it. Maybe you weren't managing your thoughts on some special occasion or special event that you were going to, and you ended up talking yourself out of your plan. Then you know, okay, I need to manage my thoughts better going into these situations. I didn't fail forever. I just found that that way doesn't work for me. You make some adjustments, you tweak your plan, and you try at it again. Nothing has gone wrong. You just make some adjustments, and you practice your new way. You do this over and over and over again until you reach your goal. That's how people are successful. It's interesting, but this is why we practice medicine, right? There's no set way to provide medical care to every single person that always reaches the goal. There is no set antihypertensive regimen that is going to work for every single person. One person might have a side effect. One person might not reach the goals that they need to reach with a certain medication or a certain regimen. So you tweak the plan, you make adjustments, and you give that plan a try. This is, interestingly enough, why it's called practicing medicine. We don't just give up on our patients and say, there's nothing I can do for you. Hope you don't die. We keep working at it. You need to have the same commitment to your goals and be willing to have the same practice, success, success, failure, tweak, adjustment, practice, success, failure, tweak, adjustment approach to your diet that you would when you're doing work with your patients. I want everybody to remember, success is built on a pile of failures. You don't have to make your failures mean that something has gone wrong. Nothing has gone wrong. It's gone imperfectly right. That's right, I said imperfectly right. This is exactly how it's supposed to go. I want everybody to try this out and run with it. I want you to tell me how it goes. Send me a message on Facebook. Send me an email through DelaneMD.com. I want to hear how it's going with you guys. Leave me a rating and review if you're finding this helpful, and I will talk to everybody next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Delane MD podcast. More podcasts are available at DelaneMD.com. If you're ready to permanently lose weight and prevent weight-related disease, contact Dr. Delane Vaughn by visiting DelaneMD.com or on Facebook at DelaneMD. Oh.